You want me to take them?
I can hold on to
it. If you can eat like that. You might want to...
You might want my stuff.
So did you tell Daddy about the little girl on the slide at the playground?
Yes, he did. And I said to him, geez, Ann, that was an excellent safety move that you made there. Put the brakes on, huh, before you got to the end.
Just a little tiny kid. I said, Jane, wait.
Huh. But they stopped.
That's right. You didn't stop, but you grabbed the sides of the slide so you wouldn't go. She was just a tiny kid. She wasn't even aware or anything. Mm-hmm. She was just barely able to walk, huh?
Save some of that milk plan for later.
I got milk if you want to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I didn't put a whole bunch of sauce on because I didn't think you wanted exercise. Mm. What else happened at the playground?
I don't know.
What about that tire swing deal?
You tell me.
Why don't you tell me? He wants to talk to you, too.
Tell him.
They was playing on the tire swing, and all of a sudden, a whole bunch of kids from a daycare came running into the playground. And Zane was just playing on the tire swing and kind of twirling them around. And I don't like to push other kids when they're on a swing or on the merry-go-round thing with them because kid falls off. You know, looks like it's my fault. So I said, "Well, I'm gonna wait a minute." And then two of the kids came running over and they just jumped on the swing with him. So I said, Zane, I'm not going to push them. And he got off and he got mad because those kids kind of took over the swing on him.
Well,
and then two other kids.
Yeah, so kids don't know. They just jump on. They see you having fun. So they think they're just going to join right in. But if one of them got hurt, then Mommy or I would, we would feel kind of bad about that, you know. You know, we know you're not going to get hurt, but we don't know if somebody or other kids joining in are going to be all right.
Well,
so
what do you think about that? Huh? What do you think about that?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Okay.
The thing when you go to a public playground,
okay. You
have to.
Okay.
You got to share the things. I was kind of like, we should have just said,
yeah.
You weren't done with it yet.
Yeah.
But they were littler kids, and they probably wouldn't have, they probably would have.
Could you cut somebody up for me, please?
Oh, puppy. Oh, we're all tired.
But then you got, then those two girls went on it, and they were on it for a while, and then you started playing on the slide. And then when they were done, well, then those other kids went on it. But...
Are you listening, Daddy?
Yeah. You had a lot of company at the playground, too.
It's better without all those kids, I guess, though, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's why, that's the good thing about, is that right?
Yeah.
That's the good thing about the UMass playground is just when you guys go, no other kids. Will you stop that? No other kids, will go there. They have swings there? Now that you ate your bread, eat the rest of your supper, okay? No more bread. Oh, really? That many?
Yeah. Six. 7 or 8. 5 or 6 or 7 or 8.
Oh, goodness. Tomorrow morning when we go, you show me. Let's see if we can see how many.
Some playground.
I know they got a playground. I didn't know if they had swings back there.
I ride on one.
No, I mean at the UMass playground.
Yeah.
Have
playground?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, you tell me.
No.
We don't have swings there?
No.
No, honey. Hey, have some of that stuff shelf.
But we can get some. Then the locker room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They lock them up and then they take them out when you guys play with them?
Yeah. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Do you ever see the kids from the toddler class anymore? Little kids, because they're in a different place now.
No.
I don't even know if they're in that same building.
They are.
Oh, they are.
Two of them beside them. Oh. Nine to one.
Okay.
Then I also dream about mom. Then I had to look about. Mommy and Daddy.
What?
Luca? You did? Was it a nice dream?
What?
Will you please sit up and eat your supper?
Okay. Mrs. Can you kiss me?
Sure. Ready? Mm-hmm. Oop, he jumped up. All right, let's eat then. Come on.
Come on, Van. You almost hit your head on that. Well, they're going to be too dizzy. Very funny. Can we eat now, please?
No, I can't.
But you can
pass it
going around.
Yeah. Well, it's only if there's an imbalance in your blood or something in your head. I don't know. In your ears, yeah. This is because you made an imbalance situation there in your ears. Come on.
There's like some fluid in your ear or something like that.
Yeah.
Come on, Zane. You certainly aren't getting any dessert.
It's got the peanut butter too.
Please sit down.
This isn't the entertainment office.
Come on, I don't want a lot of noise.
Please eat.
Well, you're not going out and playing with your remote control. Game. You never had one?
No.
You haven't eaten anything yet?
No.
Oh, wow. You may not go out and play remote control cars if you don't eat your supper. Pull your chair up and come on. Yes, you do. It's delicious.
You're
not getting anything else.
Just eat. If you eat at least one.
It doesn't matter whether he likes it or not. I'm not making you anything else. I know you like this. You've eaten it before.
I eat five bites.
You eat the whole plate.
Five bites. Raven got herbs on it. I'm not going to eat it.
You haven't even started to eat.
Now sit down and eat. That's it. The herbs are in the spaghetti sauce. I can't get them off. I'm not...
That one. No, not that. Yeah.
Well, I'm taking the herbs off. Okay. What's up? Eat it. Now the herbs free.
Why are you laughing?
Pull your chair over and come on.
Look at.
What are you laughing? What are you laughing at? You. Yeah.
You don't even know what an herb is.
What are you laughing at? Yeah. I see your little dimples. Yes, I see your little dimples.
It's fine. Don't have any supper. I don't care.
What are you laughing at?
There.
Lucas.
Oh, Zane, there's nothing on there. Just you eat.
You.
Crying out loud. Last time you had them, you loved them.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Love. Slow them down somehow, then.
What is this stuff?
Macaroni and cheese, basically.
It is. I'm getting very upset. Now, this is going too far.
It's not going too far.
Well, eat and cut it out.
What is this out?
Macaroni and cheese. Stuffed shells. The shells are macaroni shells, and they're stuffed with cheese. I'm not kidding. All right, fine. I guess I'll go out so you guys can. I'm not going to be able to go through your cars.
Yeah, I know.
Dang. Put it in your mouth.
You mean I charge those batteries up for nothing, Zane?
Apparently, because he's not going out if he doesn't eat.
This is a test?
I'm kind of sick.
Oh. Daddy.
If you don't eat that, we can't go out. That means I've charged the batteries up for nothing.
Right, he's eating. Don't you dare spit that out.
You want some more sauce on them?
Cover them up.
No, you don't even like the sauce. You gotta pick everything out of it. You just eat them like that.
The only person I know who has to pick the herbs out of spaghetti sauce.
Go ahead. What's the problem
Zane,
now?
Will you come
disgusting.
On?
Disgusting.
It is not disgusting. All right, that's it. Fine. I'm going to finish reading Lucas and then go, because you guys aren't going out. I hope you can wait till breakfast, Zane, because I am not fixing something else for you to eat. There's nothing wrong with this. You've eaten it before.
Hey, Zane. What? What's the problem with that food?
I don't know.
You've had it before.
Oh, it's not the one with the cheese. It's that stuff.
It's macaroni.
It's kind of macaroni.
Well, then you're not going to have any supper, I guess, because I'm not making you something else.
Why can't you try the cheese?
Why can't you just eat it? Why can't you just eat it the way it is? It's macaroni, Zane.
It's the kind of...
Why are you doing that? So what?
When is it going to play music?
It's not playing music.
Oh. But when is it going to sit? When is it going to get sound on here?
It's not. Will you please just stop changing the subject and sit down?
Yeah, yeah. You turn off the noise so we can hear your voice.
I'm going to feed you?
Yes.
Well, sit in your chair. Come on, Zane. Come on, my little darling.
I realized how ridiculous I was after I said.
You're Honey Bunch. You're Sweetie Pie. Try a different one. How does that look? Open wide. Come on, I can't reach. I'm feeding my two babies. Zane, don't you dare spit that out. That doesn't...
I don't get it, you know?
I don't either. He just wants to be a pain in the neck.
Are you hungry, Zane? Aren't you hungry at all?
Oh, if you're not hungry, that's fine. But don't even ask for peanut butter and fluff later.
Oh, you will in a couple hours, for sure.
This is your supper, all right? I don't make three different suppers for three different people.
If you eat that now, Zane, you won't be hungry when it's time to go to bed.
Are you? That's such baloney.
No.
Then why were you? Yes, you were. Because you told me after, when you ate your cheese, that you were hungry. That's what you're going to have for supper, is just a piece of cheese?
How many pieces of cheese did he have?
Oh, he had the whole quarter pound over the course of the day, but... Come on.
No wonder why he's not hungry.
Steven, you had two pieces when we got back from the playground. Come here. Eat three more bites and then you'll be done, okay? Come on, smothering Lucas. Will you get over here? All right, let's just forget it.